quick little thing, something we can try at home, something you can't try at home. Fair enough?
Okay. Got it?
So quick one is this one here. Here, you're going to need both hands. You don't need your script for sure.
Right. Okay.
So you remember the challenge was this. You take a 2-liter bottle and you say, how quickly can you dump the water out of the bottle?
Right.
And most people do it like this.
Right.
Well, the secret is actually this centripetal force that you find in a tornado. So put your hand on top like this. All turn the whole thing upside down.
Right.
And here's what you do is you spin it like this and then let go of the bottom hand. So watch.
Oh,
spin
I
it
see.
Like this and watch what happens. There it is. Look at this little vortex.
Come on.
Yours, you'll get a little vortex like this here. Get a little. Mark, it's okay. It's not
there,
like
it is, there, there it is. There it is. There it is.
As the water goes down, the air comes up. The water goes down, the air. So you get that vortex.
Oh.
And you didn't get all that wet. Look at you. You don't have another newscast.
Oh, I did pretty good. Usually I'm on fire, which is about to happen.
Yeah,
but then
that vortex there is important. And a kid will know that they've got these things called tornado tubes. Remember that? So
yes.
Now you don't get wet. But the same kind of action is you tip it over, go ahead and turn over like this and spin. As you spin, you get this vortex, which is kind of nice. Good, and you stop spinning. All right, there you go. See, and there's your little vortex. This one here is different, which is kind of nice because the kids can see water down and air up.
Yeah.
As you turn this one upside down, there's a small amount of colored oil in this one. So watch what happens. And up close, as you see this, watch this. You now can define
I love that one.
The
That's
vortex.
Lamp oil, right?
Isn't it? Yeah, it's
that
just
is
amazing.
Thing.
Isn't that kind of fun?
The grandkids love that one.
Because we're talking about a tornado, of course. This is just a model, and it doesn't really represent the science
right.
of it. And so this over here is what you don't try at home, but this kind of represents a little bit more of the science.
All right.
Put on your safety glasses.
All right.
Look at this. I have a turntable. So you go to IKEA and you find most of the props, right? So I have a turntable, and in the middle of the turntable here, I have a little jar, and that jar has some sponges in it and a little bit of lighter fluid.
Oh.
And if I spin the table like this, watch what happens. You get that spinning force. Nothing much happens.
Right.
Right? All right. So let me put this out. And what I want you to know is just the spinning isn't the tornado.
Okay.
You've got to have this hot air, as Marty would tell you, or anybody in the newsroom. The hot air rises and it collides with that cold air front that comes in. So to simulate that, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put this screen around it. So I borrowed your trash can from
Good.
Your desk.
Good. Excellent.
Right? Isn't that nice?
No one will care.
Nobody will care at all. And I just got to get it so it will spin straight. All right, so that's, that's looking pretty good. So here's what we're going to do is as we spin it, I think that's going to be good. As we spin it now, the hot air will rise, but you're actually going to catch the air here with the screen.
I see. Right.
And so now watch what we get when you spin. Watch what you get here. You get this
vortex. Isn't
how that just
about
amazing?
That is remarkable.
So now it's not just a weather phenomenon. Now when forest fires take place, now they have to worry about those winds whipping through the trees that create a fire tornado.
Yes, Kim and I have seen this
and they jump from one to one.
Yeah,
isn't that just amazing?